Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. Hi again, everybody. You know, since I launched this podcast, I've had many really interesting conversations with some very inspiring young people. But I can honestly say that today's guest taught me more in 12 minutes than I've learned in a long time. Today you'll meet Noah, a 12-year-old from Philadelphia who is passionate about saving the monarch butterfly. His enthusiasm is infectious, and his knowledge and wisdom around biodiversity is staggering. He started an organization called Monarch Defenders, which is another fantastic reminder that every single person doing one simple thing, in this case, planting a small monarch habitat, can make a huge and meaningful impact on a species nearing extinction and a planet that needs our care and positive action. I promise this episode will make you smile and inspire you to check out Noah's website and become a monarch defender yourself. Welcome back, everybody. You are in for a treat today. I wanted to introduce you to Noah. Noah, hi. So nice to see you. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. This is awesome. We cannot wait to hear your story. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and then tell us about Monarch Defenders.
Okay, so I'm 12 years old and I'm homeschooled by my dad. I live in Chestnut Hill, a neighborhood in Philadelphia. And I founded Monarch Defenders, which encourages youth and families to plant habitats for the recently endangered monarch butterfly.
Wow, that's awesome. So why don't you go back a little bit and tell us how this all got started? So how did you become interested in monarch butterflies? I think you went on a trip with your family where you learned about them. So tell us all about it.
Okay. So I first became passionate about monarchs, saving monarchs last February when my family and I traveled to the Piedra Errado Reserve in Mexico to see the overwintering site of the monarch butterflies. And driving up to the reserve, there were what felt like millions of butterflies flying all around us, streaming down past the road to a water source. And then we rode on horseback into the reserve where there were even more monarchs, where they were flying around and they were also in big clumps on the trees. And so it was just so shocking that there were like thousands upon thousands of them, and they were flapping their iconic orange wings. And that was just so amazing to see.
Wow. That sounds really beautiful. I have to say, it sounds like a movie.
Yeah, it was just so incredible. But they were just like fluttering all around us. And it was just so just gorgeous and amazing. And I was learning all about them. But the more I learned, the more amazed I got. Their migration and intricate life cycle is beyond phenomenal. But as I learned about them, I also learned how their populations have dramatically crashed. Scientists have recently classified migratory monarchs as endangered under the IUCN Red List of Threatened Species, which is one of the most accurate databases for the health and survival of species worldwide.
Wow. And can you explain why the monarch butterfly is endangered now? Are there specific reasons?
Yes. So the monarch butterfly is endangered primarily because of loss of milkweed habitat, which is the only plant that the monarchs can lay their eggs on, and also the only plant that the caterpillars eat, but also because of global warming, pesticide use, deforestation, among other factors. And the population where I live in Philly has plummeted by more than 80%. Some Western populations have declined at rates higher than 99%, and that is just unimaginably high. And so I got really worried, and that's what led to my group Monarch Defenders.
Wow. So can you just explain really quickly the difference between the Eastern and the Western, and that has to do with their migration a little bit?
Yes. So the eastern monarch butterflies are the ones that I saw in Mexico, and they migrate between the northeastern United States and Canada. All the way to the overwintering sites in Mexico. And the Western monarch butterflies, there's fewer Western monarch butterflies already, and they're more endangered than the Eastern ones. They migrate between sites in the Northwest, Pacific Northwest, and overwintering sites in California.
Wow. Okay. So it sounds really incredible. And I don't think anybody, I certainly didn't realize before I spoke to you, that the monarch butterfly is endangered, and that there is something that we can all do about it. So tell us about Monarch Defenders and tell us specifically what individuals like myself could do and anyone listening.
Okay, so Monarch Defenders encourages youth and families to plant microhabitats for monarchs where they can lay their eggs on milkweed, complete metamorphosis, and feast on the flowering nectar they need as they make this long and strenuous migration. And monarch microhabitats have to have both milkweed, which I already mentioned is the only plant that the caterpillars eat, but also nectar plants that the adults can nectar at. And my website is monarchdefenders.org. I built it on a website making called Squarespace, which was very easy and required little coding. And people can become Monarch Defenders by planting one of these habitats, and then they can be uploaded onto an interactive map on the website. I only have about 40 members now, but I hope over the coming months and years that I will get lots more.
Absolutely. And hopefully when my podcast goes out and people share it and people will learn about this, that there's something so simple that they can do, hopefully you'll get lots more members. So explain really kind of specifically in my backyard, how much space would I need? Where do I get the milkweed? Like, how can I do that? And are there resources on your website to help me do that?
Well, yes, even in urban areas, in very small areas, you can still make a difference in saving the monarchs by planting milkweed and nectar plants in containers. But the bigger space you have, the better for the monarchs. And I have guidelines on a page on my website about how to do this and what plants you want. But basically, you only want native milkweed and nectar plants, and you never want to spray pesticides on your habitat, of course.
Sure. And so aside from the milkweed, that other type of plant, are those typically like kind of flowering plants, really colorful plants where they can get the nectar from them? Is that kind of what they need?
Yes. Some example nectar plants are like goldenrod, asters, Joe Pieweed, blazing stongs, coneflowers, black-eyed Susans, all of those.
Yep. Black-eyed Susan, sure, I love those. So, but really, you don't need a lot of space, right? If you just have like one milkweed plant and a few of those other nectar flowers, you would be able to help the monarch butterfly, right? Like you could do that.
Yes, totally. And even in small areas, you can still really make a difference in saving them.
That's amazing. So when you were going through this whole process, was there anything that you learned that was sort of surprising to you? You know, it sounds like you've pulled this together and you have this amazing website and you're teaching us all so much. But did you learn any lessons here? Were you surprised by anything when you were putting this together?
Yes, I was constantly surprised by how quickly the backyard habitats for monarchs work. Like even in one season, our backyard habitat for monarchs got dozens of monarch caterpillars, and it was just so incredible raising them and seeing them hatch from their egg and make it to being a caterpillar and transforming into a chrysalis and then emerging as a butterfly was just so moving. And as another example, my best friend only had a few milkweed and pollinator plants, but he got two monarch caterpillars, and it's just so surprising that the solution totally works. And one of these actually successfully made it to be a butterfly and fluttered out on the streets of his neighborhood.
Wow. That's awesome. I mean, I think you raise a really great point here, which is like, you don't have to do that much, right? It's this very small action of planting this little bit in your yard or in a potted, you know, in a pot outside of your window or something, if you live in an apartment like I do in New York City, but that will actually do something, that you will have at least one monarch butterfly that's released out into the world. And if every single person did this, that we might actually be able to save them from extinction. That is really incredible. So Noah, I like to ask this other question, which is if you had a magic wand, and I think I know what you're probably going to say, but if you had a magic wand and you could solve any problem in the world, any social justice issue, what would that be?
Well, aside from the from saving the monarchs, I would be ambitious and solve the long-term biodiversity crisis, which is one of the most pressing issues along with climate change that this planet is facing today. 1 billion species are facing extinction due to human impacts, and scientists are warning us that we are entering the sixth mass extinction of life on Earth, caused not by a series of natural disasters, but by the actions of one single species, us, in only a couple of centuries. And past extinctions have taken like a lot longer, like thousands or even millions of years. And so it's just so scary that it's happening so quickly.
Absolutely. Well, I don't think that that's too ambitious. I think that you're really spreading a lot of good information. And I think if everyone felt, you know, this is such a big problem, right? Global warming and this biodiversity issue and the extinction of all of these species. I cannot believe what you just said, that over a million different species that we might lose them. And that includes insects, right? And birds and all kinds of animals. I think we think so much about these big, big animals, elephants and things like that, but there are so many different species of so many different kinds of animals that share the earth with us that we're going to lose if we don't do something about it soon, right?
Yeah, and monarchs are a part of this crisis, of course. That 1 million, that huge number, also includes species that we've never even seen, and there's so many of those that we haven't even encountered before. But the solution is very simple. Like, if everyone replaced some of their lawn with native plants, the impact would be astonishingly large. And of course, you can't bring back like huge predators with planting backyard habitats, but you could bring back like insects and small mammals and birds.
Absolutely. That's amazing. And there's always something everyone can do, right? We can all drive electric cars and stop using fossil fuels. And we can, you know, there are many, many things that people can do. Stop eating so much meat. There are so many things that we can do to help to save our planets. But if we all throw our hands up and say, there's nothing we can do, this is going to happen anyway, then nothing will change, right? So each person doing one little thing can really, really make a difference. Well, Noah, can you tell us where everybody might learn more about Monarch Defenders, how they can find you, how they can reach out to you if they have any questions? This really sounds like something that everyone can do. So I want them to go to your website and find out. So tell us about it.
Well, the best thing you can do is plant a monarch microhabitat yourself and fill out a form on the website to be uploaded onto the interactive app. My website is monarchdefenders.org again. And I have an Instagram account that you can follow where I post actions, news, gardening tips, facts about monarchs, and information about my personal monarch habitat that you can follow. And I have a newsletter that you can subscribe to on the bottom of my webpage.
Awesome. And your social media, your Instagram is at Monarch Defenders?
Yes. Sorry. Yes, at Monarch Defenders.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Noah.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.